My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy. He represents the Pelican State's 6th Congressional District and has since 2008. He is now a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, looking to be the Republican nominee against longtime Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu in the 2014 campaign. He joins me now to explain why he got in this race and what he expects the key issues to be. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us.
Hey, Greg, thank you for having me.
Well, this was a decision, I'm sure, that was not made lightly. Obviously, running statewide is a lot different than running in a district, which is challenging enough by itself. Ultimately, though, you decided to get in. What was the thing that told you, yes, this is the right time and this is the right race to get into?
4 years ago, my wife and I made the decision to run for Congress because we felt like there were problems in our country, and since I was positioned to win, we felt that we should go for it. I'm entering my third term, and I've realized that over the last 4 or 5 years, House Republicans have been able to put the brakes on some of the most harmful parts of the Obama agenda, at least after we took the majority. But you know, Greg, I can tell you it is a Democratic Senate which actually continues to aid and abet the advancement of the Obama agenda, which I just think is the wrong direction for our country to go in. Senator Landrieu supports the president 97% of the time. If you will, if I think it's important that we fix Congress so that Congress can put a check on the president and then actually advance a positive agenda that takes us in a better direction, well, then if I'm positioned to win that seat, then I feel like it's my responsibility to go for it. That's our goal.
Talk about a little bit the research that you've done. I just saw a new Harper poll showing that even though you just got in this race, you're only 5 points behind it at 46-41, and she obviously has a much greater advantage in name recognition at this point. So what does that tell you?
It tells me that Senator Landrieu, it isn't so much that Louisiana is leaving Senator Landrieu, it is that Senator Landrieu has left Louisiana in the sense that the president, 60% of the people voted for Governor Romney. She supports the president 97% of the time. On health care, she, deciding vote on Obamacare, which people in Louisiana look at as high taxes, infringing upon personal freedom, and not accomplishing the goals that it says that it is going to accomplish. I could go down the list, Second Amendment, other issues, but I think that Senator Landrieu, over time, as she has become more liberal, has grown out of step with the average Louisiana voter. That's why we hope to bring Louisiana values back to Washington, not a 97% support for President Obama.
You released a web video at the time that you made your announcement. Here's a clip from that video, and it kind of goes along with a theme you've already been talking about, and that's who you believe you're running against in this race.
I'm running against Senator Mary Landrieu, who's been there for 18 years, and against the most powerful man in the world, Barack Obama.
And so there you go, saying that you're really running against both Landrieu and Obama. You've talked about how she votes with him 97% of the time. How important is it for you to kind of put Obama on the ballot as well?
Well, I think it's important because that is the transparency that the voter needs to know. If folks think, oh my gosh, we have a moderate Democrat who's out there fighting for us, they may say one thing. If we, though, point the headlights, if you will, on the truth, which is that she supports the president 97% of the time, and that the policies that the president has pursued are not the direction that most people in Louisiana want our country to go, then it's important that that truth be brought out to the Louisiana voter.
And there are critical issues that your video also talks about here, and we'll put in a clip of that as well.
If elected, I will work and vote to balance the federal budget, supporting a balanced budget amendment so that government lives within its means, as does the typical Louisiana family. I will fight wasteful spending of our tax dollars. I will protect our Second Amendment rights. I will promote and protect life. I will work to replace Obamacare with policies that provide access to affordable health care without destroying jobs or having the government tell us what to do.
Congressman, very clear there. You're talking about a balanced budget amendment. You're talking about defending the Second Amendment. Obviously, the gun debate, huge right now. You're talking about life, and you contrasted that with Mary Landrieu supporting taxpayer dollars for overseas abortions, and obviously your efforts to repeal, really, and replace Obamacare with more pro-patient policies. How will you prioritize those?
Yeah. One, we have to talk about what the voter wants to talk about. But right now, the voter in Louisiana is concerned about the economy, as are voters across the nation. And they recognize that small businesswoman, may make a decision not to hire that 50th employee, because once she does, she has to pay a penalty of $40,000 to comply with Obamacare. Or the voter may recognize that because of Obamacare, they're losing their full-time job and they're being moved to a part-time job. All those are issues that are keeping folks from economic advancement, from having a better future for their family. We can replace those policies which provide access to affordable health care but don't hurt the economy at the same time. I am running on the positive agenda of replacing Obamacare. Unfortunately, Senator Landrieu was the deciding vote on that. So both the economy and health care and, frankly, personal freedom all wrapped up in that one issue, that'll be prominent.
Congressman, the effort to get Mary Landrieu's vote for the president's health care plan became colloquially known as the Louisiana Purchase because of some of the goodies that she got in exchange for that vote. But some folks may look at that and say, well, I don't like Obamacare, but as a result, she got benefits for the state. And even the same Harper poll shows that even though it's a very tight race, people, for the most part, still like her. So how do you deal with that?
She is a personal, you know, I like her personally as well. This is not an issue of personality, nor is it an issue of likability, although obviously folks want to be liked. It is an issue of what is better for the future of our country. It is an issue, a question, if you will, of what's more likely to for people who are alive here and now to give them a better economy and a better future, and then for our children as well. So I think there's going to be some pretty sharp contrast. Hopefully we're both likable. I don't want this to be something that's personal. I want it to be about the future of our country.
Well, we've talked already about how you are definitely planning to connect her to President Obama in this campaign. How far do you expect her to run away from him?
I don't know, but it's going to be hard to run away from it when you voted for him his policies 97% of the time.
And so you're obviously going to be dealing with the power of incumbency here as well, three terms that she'll have in place, as well as, I'm sure, at least at this point, a money advantage. How big of a mountain is that to climb?
You know, we've done well financially, which I think gives a demonstration of the support that we have. But on the other hand, what is most important to the people of Louisiana are we pursuing policies which are good for the future of our country? And, Greg, I am so confident that in that debate we will win. That's why I'm so confident that in the election we will win.
Do you have a clear sense, Congressman, who you need to win over in this race? Because it's interesting that Senator Vitter does very well statewide. Governor Jindal obviously has done very well statewide. President Obama was defeated pretty clearly in both 2008 and 2012 in the state of Louisiana. Yet Senator Landrieu's been able to survive. So who's voting for her that's not voting for the Democrats in these other races?
There are actually Republicans that vote for Senator Landrieu, in part because they think she's a conservative. And that's been an image she's been able to project. But again, when you look at the voting record, just to repeat once more, she supports the president's agenda 97% of the time. Once folks become acquainted with that, again, they may say, we like her personally, but we just think our country should go in a different direction.
At this point, from what I've seen, the field is pretty much yours alone on the Republican side. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so far. I mean, there's other people who are still talking, but that doesn't concern me. I think if we get a good message out there, we'll get the votes.
And obviously, we're still a ways away from Election Day, but what are you doing this year before we really get into the heat of the campaign next year to lay the groundwork in terms of organization, fundraising, all that fun stuff?
I have 19 months to connect with the voters of Louisiana to show that our policies are a better set of policies, and that's not. And I think folks like that more if you do it as much as possible in smaller meetings as opposed to just TV commercials. We're working on those smaller meetings.
Where can folks learn more about your campaign or help you out if they'd like to?
Yeah, they can go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Bill Cassidy, or our website, BillCassidy.com. We would love it if they signed up.
Well, it's already been targeted as one of the most competitive races even before folks knew who the Republican nominee is. Now that you're in, and we've already seen some of the numbers here, we know it's going to be a very, very competitive race all the way. Congressman, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate the call, man.
You bet. Louisiana Congressman and longtime doctor, we might point out, Bill Cassidy, now a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Louisiana for the right to take on Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu in 2014. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.